Hi, this is Bree for my Gaming Soul podcast. And looks like it's that time of year when E3 is getting ready to start. And I figured I might as well give my predictions for E3. Let's start with Microsoft. Or Xbox. Of course, we'll probably get all the info about Scorpio and like the release date for it and the price it's gonna be and the official name for it. I'm sitting there thinking, wouldn't surprise me if Scorpio is gonna be about $500. Now, it depends upon if they're gonna like do like 1 terabyte hard drive or 2 terabytes of hard drive. Be interesting to see if it'll be about $500. Now there is some speculation going around that it might be released October 13th. Because supposedly, in one of the trailers, it has this little code thing for like X10S, like 10, 13, 17. And some people are sitting there thinking the 10, 13, 17 means it's going to be released October 13th. Now, That would make sense for it to be released like October-ish, November-ish, since Xbox 360 and Xbox One seem to be released like during the November-ish time frame. So that could be a good possibility for an October release date for Scorpio. Now, for some games, most likely we'll probably see, like, release dates for, like, Sea of Thieves, State of Decay 2, and Crackdown 3. Now, some of those games have been mentioned, like, quite a few years back, and hopefully, this year they figure out, they're gonna release the dates for those games. Now, looks like they could sit there and mention, like, Forza Motorsport 7. I know, like, in the last couple months they did post a picture of what Forza would look like in the Scorpio 4K settings. So, wouldn't surprise me that Microsoft decided to sit there and like show off like a Forza game to go along with the Scorpio release. Then, also, there could be some other games announced too, like Assassin's Creed game. Of course, by now, most everybody has heard about the new little Assassin's Creed game that they're working on with Ubisoft. And let's see. Then I'm pretty sure they might sit there and talk more about the community aspects of Xbox, like the groups, the finding parties for whenever you're doing the multiplayer games. And since they bought a Beam, and changed the name to Mixer, pretty sure they're probably gonna sit there and promote the heck out of that deal right there. Especially since kind of promoting if you watch the Microsoft E3 conference on Mixer in 4K, that you're gonna get some like free games or whatever. So I'm pretty sure they're gonna sit there and really like advertise the heck out of Mixer. Let's see. Now for some other things, I'm sitting there thinking they might show The Last of Us 2 for their PS4, PlayStation side. If not, they might at least mention it somewhat. And then there was Detroit Become Human, which I'm pretty sure they might sit down and look in, like, show us some more and give us like a release date for the game. And let's see. And then let's see. As far as PlayStation goes, pretty sure they're gonna sit there and talk about their little exclusive games that they're working on, and if anything big comes from PlayStation, I would have to say they'll probably announce like a PlayStation 5. Of course, it would make sense that they would do something like that, considering Microsoft is getting ready to release Project Scorpio. And like from Bethesda, I'm kind of looking forward to a Fallout 5 game. Or even if they like remastered Fallout 3 or New Vegas. So pretty much overview of my predictions is we're gonna get the final aspects of Project Scorpio as far as like the name, price, and release date for it, and like release dates for like big upcoming games coming out, like Sea of Thieves, This Is Us, no, The Last of Us 2, State of Decay 2, Crackdown 3, Detroit Become Human, God of War, like all the big names that they showed last year. Pretty sure they're gonna sit there and give us release dates for it this year, or just tell us how they're coming along with it. And hopefully some new games that they're planning on coming out with, like Forza, and any other new games that would come out and that coincide with the release of Scorpio. And let's see, like I said, if anything big happens, definitely PS5. and looking forward to see if they are going to sit there and release or come out with like a Fallout 5 or Remastered 3 or New Vegas. And of course, new Assassin's Creed game. So hopefully that would be it for me for the my predictions and what I hope to see for E3. It's like I don't really set my expectations too high, because it's like if I do that, then I feel like I'll get let down if they don't sit there and deliver on what I was expecting. So hopefully you guys might agree on some of my predictions, and let's see if any of them come true.